何况我所见的这一殿呢？啊，二十七节。
Verse 27, God does not live in the earth.
神，我们问了，神果真住在地上吗？
So here was the question, does God really live on the earth?
那用圣灵充满，在以弗所书四章有描写神的灵的充满和运行的状况。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about how God is manifested.
在七节八节八节以下就说了。
And following the verse 8,
就神贯穿。
That God manifests all in all, fills all in all.
他可以运行在众人之内，住在众人之内。
And so he lives among the people.
那可以在运行在众人之间。
And move around the people.
就说上下左右内外都有。他可以居住、存在、运行在那境地。
God feels all in all.
所以用这样的了解说，神的灵果真果真的是无限的。
So with the description of God, He is indeed infinite.
啊，我们来看这个神创造天地的时候，那第一句话怎么说
？So let's look at when God created heaven and earth. What's the first thing He said?
创世纪一章一节就说。
Chapter 20 of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
用希伯来文来讲，在起初啊，起初。
In Hebrew, in the beginning,
创造
God created
神的创造，然后天，天是用多数的
heaven,
主天
heaven,
heavens,
heavens,
还有就这个地面
and earth.
所以说我们人看到天，就我们说称为穹苍了。
So when we look at heaven, we look at it as a universe.
我们看到穹苍
firmament,
就是蓝天。
And look at all the earth, the sky.
我们要说叫 azure sky， 然后就是蔚蓝的天空。
And we look at this blue sky.
那可以想到就是说，当年他们在想象宇宙或者这个 cosmos 这世界的存在。
So we can imagine at that time, they are thinking of the cosmos.
在这个穹苍，就是 firmament， 这个有日月星辰。
And the firmament there was this the planet and the stars.
那穹苍之上有神的。
And above the firmament, there's this throne of God.
我们的顶上啊，这里这个地方有神的宝座。
And above us, there's this throne of God.
那就住在这地球大圈，就是半圆炉。
So it's above this this arch or this earth.
那在这个点，这半圆炉底下，再有山，那有水。
And beneath this arch, there's this mountain and the water.
那这个山跟海，这个陆地。
And this mountain, the water, and then the earth.
然后有这个海洋
And then you have the ocean, the water.
那最底下叫做 Hades, H-A-D-E-S. And then Hades or Hades.
And all the way to the bottom is Hades.
然后叫做 Sheol, 那希伯来叫 Sheol, 那就说阴间呢
Which is hell. Hades. Underground.
我们就说一个 pit, P-I-T.
Or the pit.
或者说 graveyard, 或者坟墓。那这个就是我们中文所说黄泉啊，地下的观念。
So it's described in the Chinese as the underground.
就埋葬死人的地方。
That buried the dead.
在旧约时代的阴间，就是等于说冰冷的、黑暗的。
So in Old Testament.The Hades refers to that as cold and lonely,
被人遗忘的
and the forgotten.
没有办法在语言在拜神这些人间的动作
And there's no more chance to worship God and do all the activities of human on earth.
所以这样说来，从天上的宝座一直到地面下
，So all the way from heaven
说的阴间
to earth and then to the underground, which is the Hades.
那这个宇宙神的创造
，So this whole creation is created by God.
天外有天。
And beyond the sky, there's another sky.
犹太人他们有时候会说，像保罗说，第三层天。
And just like Paul said, there's a third heaven.
他在身内身外到第三层天，这个天美好的乐园的声音。
So he has been to the third heaven where it's a paradise.
然后呢，也有七层天。
And also he described as seventh heaven, the ninth heaven.
换句话说，用多数来代表诸天。
And there are many level of heavens.
那神充满在诸天之上，也充满在诸天之内。
So God fills all in all in and below.
那为了要描写他的存在。
Above and below. So in order to describe the presence of God.
通常用神的宝座。
And to describe the existence of God, we describe the throne.
那神的宝座有两个地方。
On the throne, there are two places.
一个就圣经说的，就坐在两个基路伯当中的。
And as described in the Bible, it's the spot between two cherubim.
那这两个基路伯就是月柜上头的基路伯的翅膀撑着。
And the spot, which is above the ark, framed by two angels, the cherubims.
那神的脚凳 footstool 就在这个 cabaret， 就是遮盖施恩座的上头。
And God's footstool is on that.
那就是脚凳是施恩座，那他宝座在施恩座两个基路伯上头的。
And his foot throne is on a footstool is on the throne of mercy.
那可以用撒母耳记上四章四节。
And you can use Samuel chapter 4, verse 4.
好，或者撒母耳记下六章二节。
Or 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 4.
所以说四点四跟六点二。然后还有一个就是诗篇八十篇的第一节。
Another one is in Psalms chapter 28, verse 1.
Chapter 80.
The 80, verse 1.
那依旧说神的宝座被两个 cherubim。
So the throne of God is being framed by the cherubim, and his footstool is on there.
好，这第一个观念。
So this is the first perspective.
那假定神坐在这个月柜上头的宝座的话
，So if God is sitting on the throne,
所以他的灵在，就神的灵现就等于就在这个月柜。
So his spirit is on this ark.
所以神的这个王权。
And his power, the kingship.
或者他的那种这王的那个雄姿。
And the heroic stature of the majestic stature of being a king.
那他就会很雄壮的，比如说带领的以色列民，就是啥征战。
So he was able to guide the Israelite to fight the battle.
所以祭司要抬着约柜在阵前。
And the priest will have to carry the ark and to be the front line of the battle.
那你就可以想起他们过约旦河的时候。
So you can imagine when they cross the Jordan.
先抬着约柜过。
River Jordan, it was the priest that led the front line carrying the ark.
那是在约书亚记三章四章啊。
And it's recorded in the book of Joshua chapter 3.
那他们要围攻耶利哥城。
So when they were about to surround and besiege the city of Jericho.
那已经六章七章了。
In chapter 6, verse 7.
那他们就要围着，就是祭司也抬着月柜在最前头。
And a priest was the one who was leading the rest of the soldiers.
所以神的宝座，神的统帅权在带领全军在行进。
So it was the power of God that was leading the battle.
这个观念我们要先有。
So this is the concept that we must first have.
那这是第一种。
This is first.
那第二种呢？来，我们来看一个典型的记载，最早出现在列王记上的二十二章。
Second, let's look in First King.
请看二十二章。
Chapter 22.
那个，这个是阿哈王的时代。
And this is during the period of Ahab.
大概969到950年，这个二十年统治期间。
It's during the time of 969 to 950.
他是一个坏的王。
During this period, he's a bad king.
但是就在他的要跟其他的军队打仗，就跟叙利亚打仗的时候。
And at the time, he was fighting against Syria.
那他要问宫廷的先知，王宫里的先知。
And he was seeking counsel from the court prophet.
那问他说：“我们打仗得胜吗？可以得利吗？”
And the council he asked was, "But will we have battle against our enemy?"
很多先知都有说充满了虚谎。
And a lot of the prophets at that time,
那个现象
are filled with deceitfulness.
那所以他们都说会打仗，会打胜。
And they all say, "Yes, you will win the battle."
那只有这个米该耶，这边伊姆拉的儿子米该耶，他讲实话。
However, the son Micaiah, he said the truth.
伊姆拉的儿子便伊姆拉，那你看到在第十九节。
In verse 19,
我看见神坐在宝座上头。
Micaiah said, "That being the case, I hear the word of God."
天上的万军。
I saw the Lord sitting on the throne
and
all the heavenly assembly standing on his right. So here we can see that they're describing the heavenly assembly above sitting on the throne.
意思就是说在天上就千千万万使者围绕在神为中心的宝座那里在服侍他颂赞他。
So in other words, in heaven there are many thousands and millions of heavenly assembly gather around him.
那圣经描写神的宝座在天上的话,
the Bible described that his throne is in heaven.
那他的脚凳就在地面上,
and then his footstool is on earth.
这个出现在马太第五章, 主耶稣说, 你不要指着天, 因为他的宝座, 不要指着地, 是他脚凳来起,
as described in the book of Matthew, do not swear by heaven or the earth, because that's where his throne and his footstool is.
那我们再看另外一节圣经。
Let's look at another verse in the Bible.
你看诗篇113篇。
Let's look in the verse, the book of Psalms.
113篇。
113.
这个请看很短，它可以让我们学习查考圣经这个思维啊，那眼界要怎么看。
And this is a very short chapter, and we can study the perspective from the Bible.
我们如果来解释圣经，你的眼睛看到什么？
And if we're going to study and explain the Bible, what did we see?
你解释神的伟大的时候，你能不能用全方位来解释它？
And if you're going to explain the mightiness of God, can you explain it from the Bible?
All directions.
All dimensions.
那你看呢，请看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
你们要赞美耶和华神，那就是要赞美哈利路亚，这个是诗篇的特有的那个标题，或者第一行和最后一行的结束语。
So when you praise God, you have the praise of God, hallelujah.
所以我们在诗篇里头就集合起来叫做哈利路亚诗篇。
So the Psalms also called the Hallelujah Psalms.
113篇一直看下去。
113篇也有。
71篇开始就看下去。
Starting from chapter 111 to onward, it's Hallelujah.
要赞美神，为什么？ 众仆人、祭司们和朝拜的人们都要说赞美神。
So everyone will praise the Lord.
他的名字，赞美他名字。
And praise his name.
你看第二节就说, 他的名应该称颂的, 从现在开始一直到永远。
So verse 2 says, his name be praised now and forever.
那我们就点出, 这是 temporal, the temporal dimension, 时间观念。
So this is
从现在到永远永远, perpetual.
So we can explain this as a temporal dimension, as from now and forever.
那第三节, 从日出到日落之处。
And verse 3 is from east to west.
这是在讲它这个空间的极限，一个从东到西，这样子来涵盖这个空间。
From the sunrise to sunset, from east to west.
那再来就是第三、第四节。
Verse 4.
超乎万民，神的名超乎万民。That
the Lord exalted all over the nations.
使人间，人间，人间事啊。And
reaches beyond the human world.
然后他的荣耀高过诸天，要自然界的，自然的。
So his splendor reaches beyond the sky.
所以赞美神，要全方位的来赞美他。
So we praise God from all dimensions.
时间，空间。
Time, space, nature, human, earth.
那你就涵盖所有应该存在物来赞美神。
So this is how we praise God, is from all dimensions.
那你再看另外底下就描写神的宝座在哪。
And following, we're going to describe where is the throne of God.
这个是谁像我们的神，不可比拟的。
So who can compare? Who can compare to the Lord?
他住在至高之处。
Who sits on a high throne?
最高的。
Because he was sitting on high throne.
那先看第六节。
Verse 6. So God here is humble as he bends down to look at the sky.
这是因为古文古英文翻译的关系。
This is the traditional.
因为这个humble有点要弯弯着身了啊，所以用那个来描写humble，而不是说你的谦虚那样的humble。
And it's not described as his humble nature, but rather he bent down.
不是说humble，就是modesty，不是那种意思。他说俯着身，俯首。So he
bends down to look at the sky.
观看，俯察天。And
look at the sky and the earth.
然后在七节、八节、九节描写他的公义。
So verse 7 and 8 talks about his righteousness.
要讲一件事就好。
And just need to talk about one thing.
就他会很公平待遇。
That he has mercy and he has justice to all.
And
he doesn't show partiality between the rich and the poor.
他从灰土当中提取那个贫寒人，让他们跟王子一样的高贵。
For he raises the poor from the dirt and then lifts up the needy from the trash.
你看到神的属性了。
So here you can see the true nature of God.
不是像人间的这样的，我们用叫 snobbish。权势利眼呐，压迫人呐、啊。
And you can see the nature of God is not snobbish.
他真完了有怜悯心。
He has mercy.
让那些苦痛的得到伸冤。
And for those people who are suffering to cry out to Him.
然后最后一节就是他让那些刚才不能生育的。
And verse 9 says He makes a barren woman.
因为不生育在东方世界是一个羞辱的事。
And it's a shameful thing not able to bear children in the Middle Eastern world.
家庭失和的一个重要原因。
And it's the main cause of breaking of family.
那刚好就让莎拉，让哈娜，让撒加利亚带到伊丽莎白，他们本来不能生育，神让他们生育。
So God allowed Sarah and Elizabeth to have children.
所以他们就从苦愁苦当中得到满足。
So these women were able to get hope from having children. So from all these verses that we read, we can see the essence of God.
但重点是在神的宝座在至高之处。
The main point is that His throne is on the high.
我们再看以赛亚书二十二章。
Let's look in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
从二十二节开始。
Starting from verse 22 on, Isaiah chapter 40, 22. Isaiah chapter 40.
这里说，神坐在地球大圈之上。
He's the one who sits on the earth horizon.
那也就是刚才说的圆炉了，那个好像。
And just now we talk about this arch.
而不是说神看着是地球，而是圆，不是这个意思。好像一个 half dome 这样的形状，那神就在至高之处。
So it's like God sitting above this half dome, this arch.
那在这个吧，圆炉底下有像挪亚时代的。
And beneath this dome,
水带。
As this
描写。
This water canopy during the time of Noah.
那神就在那上。
And God is sitting above that dome.
好，所以我们要说神的宝座，要从刚才所说这两方面。
So we're going to talk about this throne of God from what we've just said and now. So first is the position above the ark that says footstool. And next is this, his throne is in the heaven.
So
this language is an expression of inner thought.
那语言呢，要描写有时候不可模拟的一种好像 similitude， 一种很像的，像你说的一样。
And sometimes the language able to describe a similitude.
但是你所描写不是真实，就像你所描写就是这样子。
What we describe is not real, but it's just like that, similar.
因为语言有经过文化的这样的一个。习惯生活概念什么
Because the language
塑造成一个事实
has been transformed and developed through times and culture.
但是人也无奈，也不必得用语言来表达他思想，描写一个状言状一个事物。
As human needs language to express his innermost world.
那尤其呢，要用这个语言来描写抽象的或者是超验的。
So to use language to describe what is abstract and spiritual is even more difficult to imagine.
比如说我们看到意象。
For example, if we see a vision.
等到你看过以后要用文字写。
And when you see a vision and you need to write down with words.
那神大概让你可以了解的语言，让你可以记。
And God allow you to describe Him using the words that you know.
那就看着模拟的哦，像刚才说的样。
So you're able to use the word to describe similar to what you have seen in your vision.
语言的功用在这里。
So this is a work of language.
那我们看到哈，就说在神的宝座中显现的时候。
So just now we talk about the appearance of God on the throne.
有时候我们叫做超验界哈。
Sometimes. This world, this world is a transcendental world that's beyond human description. And there are a few verses that we can look at. Let's look at Isaiah chapter
6.
And this was the calling of Isaiah. This is the calling of Isaiah to do God's word.
就在这圣殿在崇拜当中
And he was worshipping God
在这圣殿崇, temple worship 当中
is among the worshipper
那神就用这意象给他看到
God showed himself before him
换句话说, 神的宝座显现在他意象中的这个圣殿的这个范围里
So in other words, God showed himself before him in his vision
那看到神高高在宝座, 高高在上的宝座,
So he saw God above
那么他有他手,
sitting on his throne
他有衣裳的穗子这样子垂下来
And he has this, this cloak that drapes down
那神真的这样子吗?
So is God truly like this?
不是, 它是意象的,
but it was a vision that he saw.
那然后看到有这个天使, Seraphim, Seraph, 这个天使,
and he also saw angel Seraphim.
Seraph, 就是说燃烧的意思,
the burn, which meaning burning.
燃烧的这样的,
And that, that almost impression of fire that was burning.
两个翅膀遮脸, 两个翅膀遮下体, 那两个翅膀在飞翔,
where his hands is covering and two arms flying.
那他们就用三,就塞拱, 就说用三次的重复, 圣在, holy, holy, 这样的三次在讲,
and three times repeats, holy, holy, holy.
那神荣光充满了整个圣殿里头。
And the glory of God fills within the temple.
你看神的宝座显现在异象中的, 在,
so you can see that how God's glory is being manifested in the vision that was seen by Isaiah.
高高在上的宝座,
and this throne that he was sitting on was being seen by Isaiah in his vision.
那以赛亚现在就知道说, 哎呀, 糟糕了, 看见至圣至洁的神了。
So Isaiah right away said, woe on me that I've seen the Most High.
但是神叫天使用火剪,
And God allowed this, the angel to have a to use a hot coal to touch his mouth. And this is one of a very important symbolic move action.
那就是说借着这个动作, 神要洁净他。
And this is through this action that God wanted to cleanse his mouth.
然后差遣到这很, 就这样的,
and sent him.
差遣到很悖逆的以色列家去,
and sent him to the most rebellious Israelite nations to spread his word.
以赛亚六章神的显现，意象中的显现。So,
Isaiah chapter 6 shows the manifestations of God in the vision seen by Isaiah.
那你就会问，天界在圣殿，还圣殿在天上吗？
So you ask, is this throne in the heaven.
那意象中的世界跟你以赛亚所察觉到的现实世界有什么差别？
So what's the difference between this vision that Isaiah's seen and the real world?
所以让我们思考这个。
So we should think about this.
那另外更玄妙的应该在以西结书的第一章。
Another one that is even more miraculous is in the book of Ezekiel.
犹太人呢, 他们不到30岁不准看以西结书第一章。
And for the Jews, unless they are 30 years old, they are not allowed to look at the book of Ezekiel.
那一个人不能单单看这一章。
They cannot read this chapter alone.
那两个人不能看那个创世纪第一章。
And
unless
there are two, they cannot even read the book of Genesis.
三个人以下不能看利未记十八章。
Unless there are three, they cannot read the book of Leviticus.
为什么?
Why is that so?
那道理。
And there is always a reason.
因为它涉及到对神的，我们英文叫做 philosophical speculation. 因为对神要你自己想法去想，哦，神就是这样子。
So it matters this theological speculations of God.
Philosophical, 神哲方面的思考，然后玄思冥想，那很危险的。
So it's very dangerous.
所以因为你会把自己的语言、自己的那个 写这种思考的这模式，因为神就像你所说的一样。
Because it's very dangerous for them to study these books because they may use their own human perspective to study God based on what they think.
所以说，在犹太人或者说应该以色列人到犹太人这当中，有一本用这个亚兰话翻译的圣经。
So the, among the Israelites, the Jews, they have a translation in Aramaic.
那这亚兰的方言的圣经就等于普通话的圣经。
And that's just the common language that they use.
因为不管在以色列地或在那个 diaspora， 在那个洗制大地中海的洗制区，他们都讲家乡话，就是亚兰话。
So whether it's in Israel or diaspora, that's where they use the language Aramaic to communicate.
所以古典的希伯来文跟通行的希腊外国语
，so the ancient Hebrew and Greek，
那他们还有家乡自己的话。
They also have their own language, their home，
就是他们的土话。
Their own mother tongue, which is the Aramaic。
到处都讲家乡话。
So that's where they use.
所以他们就要翻圣经成为 Aramaic Bible。
So that's why they need to read the Bible that's written in Aramaic。
那有个术语叫 Targum, T-A-R-G-U-M。
And also, there's a Bible written in Targum.
And
this written in this language of Targum, it has a very careful description of God.
对神家有手了，有眼睛了，有这人的动作，他都避开，都不避。
And it will never describe God as with eyes or hands like human.
比如说鼻孔的充气的
，our nose that breathe，
他都完全避开。
They avoid this kind of description of God in that version.
他会说 the revelation from the presence of the Spirit 啊，这样的一句话的表达。那神的眼睛和神的手要做什么这样的动作？那是从神的灵的前头的这样的启示来代替说神的眼睛来看和手在动作。好，那这个为什么重要呢
？So why is this so important？
因为通常人会把人的语言跟人的想象把神定制那个固定的模式。
Because it's important not to read the books because they often use a human perspective to describe God。
就好像人神有人的这样的性情，性情还可以的动作或者说器官。
So it's just like describing God using what human things as eyes, nose, all the physical organs.
但是不是
But this is not.
所以他们对这个英文叫 anthropomorphosis， 那这种神把它当成人形显现，样子全部变成刚才说的那个措辞法，叫 human form， appears as human form。神不是像人身这样显现的样子。
So God doesn't appear himself like a human.
所以 Targum 全部没有这样，能让你有这种嫌疑。
So in Targum version, there is no such description of God like it's the image of human.
其实先知对神的描写是帮助人有很大的进步的。
So the way the prophet described God has a lot of improvements.
因为慢慢的神从这个人间，好像可以跟你一起吃饭呢、说话了、走路，慢慢的就把它提升。
So they're able to elevate that descriptions from God speaking and eating among people to the more abstract description of God.
那神就说显现世界叫 transcendental.
So the appearance of God is in this transcendental realm.
超过你经验的。
Beyond our own human experience.
Supramundane 就超过你这世界的这样的层次的。
So it's beyond this human experience.
那他要显现就在 imminence， 那他会显现给你看的。
So he only appear himself in imminence.
所以说这个慢慢对神就能够越来越具，不是那么样的，好像用人手器官语言来表达。
So they cannot describe God just like the way describe God in a form of human.
不能把它偶像化就对。
That we cannot make it into a form of an idol.
那先知书对神的这种超越贡献很大。
So the contribution of the book of prophets to the description of God is great.
那我们来看以西结书第一章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 1.
这个很难了解的一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.Is a book that is very difficult to understand.
就是说，你看到的是神的宝座车辇。
So here it talks about the throne of God.
桅杆，它是车辇，在四个轮，在四个面上。
So here it talks about the 四个面,
the four faces,
the four faces of God, the four living creatures in appearance of human form. And with the four wheels, wings that move. And that when the wheels are moving very fast, it's just like thunder and lightning.
那以西结书第一章描写的就是从底下来先看这个宝座车辆。
And chapter 1, Ezekiel, starting to describe God just like cherium.
The divine throne. 那其实是等于宝座车了，宝座车。
It's just like the chariot of on the throne.
那这个要从第四节看起，它怎么显现啊？So
we can read from verse
第四节看起。 然后呢，22节那里有穹苍的形象。
And starting from verse 22 onward, it talks about.
换句话说，在这些基路伯称的这个 expanse 的底下，这个穹苍。
So beneath the expanse of the cherubim, there's this firmament.
就好像天上地下都在这浓缩在这个穹苍里头。
And it's just within that area underneath the wings of the cherubim.
那这平板的 expanse 前上头。
The beyond the expanse, above the expanse, there is a sound of the flapping of the wings.
It's
the sound of the fire and the rushing waters, and as the wings make by the sound of the wings that's flapping. So whenever the wings stop flapping, that's when it stops. So verse 26 talks about, describe God. And let's pay attention to this description. And look at the appearance that's being described.
啊，那另外一个字眼呢？仿佛，仿佛，好像是
appear to be.
啊哈，所以这个一直七次跟14次的一直在重现。
And then seven times and 14 times continue to repeat.
换句话说，他所描写就好像这个的样子。
And in other words, the way he appeared is like this, but it's not exactly like this.
虽然不是很 graphic, 但它是很 abstract. 但是好像
It's not very graphic, but it's quite abstract still.
你要接近他的时候，他就向后退。
So if you want to come close to him, he will just move back.
那你要看他像这样的话，其实不是这样子。
And if you want to describe him like this, but he's not exactly like this.
我们先用三个字，三句话来说。
So we can describe him with these three words.
当你看到神的宝座显现的时候，
The moment when you saw him and when he appeared on the throne,
他是在形象中的形象。
And he's like
image within an image.
An image within an image.
第二个镜中镜， mirror in the mirror.
Mirror in the mirror.
镜中镜嘛。
So mirror in the mirror.
第三个， fire within fire.
And thirdly is fire within fire.
你用这样就想象它的形象。
So you want to describe, imagine God like this.
你说神是火吗？
So would you describe God as fire? He's like fire, but he's fire in the fire.
他有形象吗？
Does he have his appearance?
好像是在那里，这样在不在那？
But he's not actually there.
那他是让你看的是反射的，是照面的吗？
So when you saw him, is he being reflected?
但是你进去了，你找不到。
But when you move in,
他又往后走。
Into RAM, he's actually moving backwards.
所以你说他在这里吗？
So is he here?
他不在这里。
He is not here.
你说他不在这里吗？
Is he not here?
他在这里。
He's actually here.
所以这里一个英文的诡谲，叫做 paradox。
So this is a paradox.
你再想想这个道理就好。
Just think about this.
所以他这里你注意看呢，他在他们这个基路伯的头上，穹苍有宝座在那里。
So above the cherubim, there's this firmament, and then that's where the throne of God is.
我记得这 Stephen Kubrick 有一个 Space Odyssey 2001 有一个在描写要到土星，木星，丘比特那个一个太空舱。
There's a novel described that this Space Odyssey moving to space.
Jupiter.
那这个机械人都会替人操作，也带着人的intelligence。 And this robot has a human intelligence where it can move.
很大型的 computer 哈。
This computer.
它知道人的语言，知道人的心思。
And knows about the human thought and mind.
那这个人可以从脑，然后再变成婴孩，包在那个。 embryo 那个胚胎里头。
and was able to wrap this human in this embryo.
所以在太空，在超越这个时间空间的那里，怎么描写存在呢？
Beyond this time and space to describe the existence of God.
啊，重点是这块在基督伯穹苍。
This
is the
firmament that's above the cherubim.
搁着神宝座那块平板，等于说二分呢，二分世界。
That's platform that's separating God and the human earth.
在上头神的宝座跟神的形象在那里。
So above the platform, there's this throne of God and the image of God.
有时候翻译是 expanse, expanse.
Or expanse of God.
那底下是穹苍，好像天地一样。
And beneath this platform is this sort of universe,
firmament,
the firmament.
西班牙叫 Rakia, 就一个穹苍的世界。那你想想是很奥妙的。
So、
那你现在看到在宝座这个上头是什么
？So let's describe what is above is on this throne.
穹苍之上好像有宝座的形象。
So above this firmament looks like that's this image of the throne.
The divine throne 在那里，好像是。
So it seems like there's this divine throne there.
那好像有蓝宝 ，emerald， 那蓝宝石。
It seems like there's an emerald.
那个声音，那个
蓝色的。The sound of the blue emeralds.
那再来宝座上头，形象上好像有人的样子。
And above this throne seems like there's a person.
对 ，mute 这个字眼就是形状的样子。
It's like a thing.
Appearance. 好像啊，还有就是说，好像人的样子，但不是人的样子。
And there's an appearance kind of like human, but not exactly.
从他腰以下好像有火。
And beneath.The waves
electron
looks like there's this fire electron.
E-R-E-C-R-E-T-R-U-N electron 晶晶的样子，但是那不是晶晶呢。
But it's not.
啊，再看呢，在它周围哈都有火的形状。
And around him, that's this surrounded by fire.
腰以下有火的形状。
And beneath the waves, there's this image of fire.
那周围有对那雨后的虹彩 rainbow。
And there's a rainbow around him.
那他就是这个是他宝座神不人子样子。
And this is the image of the Son of Man.
忽然之间，这个人子这个以色列察觉啊。他是看到神的荣耀。
And all of a sudden, Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel realized that he saw the image of God.
K-A-B-O-D, Kabod, Kabod, Gloria, 或者叫做 Doxa, 啊，不敢看。
So when he saw this glory of God, he was all of a sudden in distress.
啊，好，所以这个非常玄妙的哈。
So this is very
mysterious. 你用语言讲不来的。
And it's very difficult to describe God in words, in language. So it's very difficult to describe God with human language. And it's like this, it's like that, it's like appearance. This is God. So in the Bible, there's this verses that describe God in this way. Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 9.
请看《列王记上》第十九章。
Oh, verse 19, sorry. 1 Kings chapter 19.
这个发起热心，大发热心的以利亚。
So this is Elijah. He's filled with zealousness for God.
在洞里头大发热心，他以为天下人间只有他剩下的。
And he thought that he was the one and only prophet, true prophet.
可是他被一个坏王后，就是亚西贝，就是来逼迫，所以他逃命了。
And he was at that time he was running away from Queen Jezebel.
但这个重点是在这里，十九章这里。
And the important point lies here in chapter 19, verse 11 on.
神叫他说：“你出来，你站在山头。”山上不要再躲在洞里。
So the Lord said to him, "Got up, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord."
因为他在洞里发热心的自怨自艾的啊。
Because he was filled with zealousness within the cave.
那神叫他出来，因为他还有任务要执行。
Because God wants him to get out because he, there is a mission for him to accomplish.
他知道说还有七千个没有向巴利跪屈膝的真先知。
And he realizes there are 7,000 true prophets that never knelt down before Baal.
那他站在山上的时候。
So when he was standing on the mountain.
请看神经过的描写。
And here, let's look at how it's described God.
神从那儿经过。
So God appears.
在以利亚面前有烈风大作。
Before him, there was this fire and wind.
崩山碎石。
And a mountain starts to crack.
神却不在风中。
But God is not in the wind.
神经过有这个 ruach, 这个是风的经过。
And when he passed by, there was wind.
但神不在他。
But God is not in the wind.
那第二个，请看，他经过这有火，但有地震，风以后有地震。
So where he passed by, there was fire and there was earthquake.
神却不在地震当中。
But God was not in the earthquake.
第三个，地震以后有火。
And after the earthquake, there was a fire.
那神却不在火。
But God is not in the fire.
火后才有微小的细微声。
And after the fire, there was a soft whisper.
然后以利亚一样的，就外衣蒙上脸。
And Elijah heard this, covered his face.
就不敢再看了。
And was afraid to behold God.
所以这里有一个重要的提示，就是说。
And here, that's a very important.
当神经过说有这个自然界伴随着的神那个震撼的那个现象。
And that's to describe that whenever God passed by, there is this appearance of Him, His presence seen by the nature.
那人很容易将现象当着本质，当着本体。
And a lot of time, human has a tendency to see all this appearance as substance.
这个会常常误差哈。
And this is often the mistakes.
常常会那个本末倒置的。
And make mistakes.
好，所以说这里讲神从这个风中不在风中，神这个风以后有地震，神不在地震。火里头也不在火里头。
So it seems like God was in the wind, but He was not in the wind. He was in the earthquake, but He's not. And He's in the fire, He was not in the fire.
我们读这些单参考，现在回到列王记上第八章。
So we are reading this as a reference. Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 8.
所以所罗门他讲很对了。
So what Solomon described God is very true.
请看他说的话啊。
And let's look at what he described, what he said.
他真的他就说果然。你要住在我所做的殿里头吗？
So here it says, do you want to live in this temple that is?
神啊，你超越万有，你真果真的住在这地面上吗？
Is that the Lord? You feel all in all? Are you truly living on this earth?
他说 ，Hashemayim 上头还有 Hashemayim， 天上还有天。
So above the sky, there's another sky.
那都尚且不足你居住。
And it's not just a place for you to live in.
那何况我所造的这小房间呢？
Let alone this little temple that I built for you.
对，邀请我们思考。
So this is worthy for us to think
about. 我们有时候把无限的 infinity 啊。
So sometimes we use what is infinite.
你当你写 infinity 的时候，
the moment when you write the word infinity and the symbol infinity, and
you
write another smaller infinity.
哪个 infinity 大？
Which one is a bigger infinity and a smaller infinity? They are the same because they're both infinite.
所以神充满万有。
So God fills all.
但他却愿意，就是为了立免，为了居住。
But he's willing, to live.
有一点立他的名。
Oh, he's willing for us to make his name.
跟神人可以交通。
And live and have communication with human.
从无限变成你可以。来供养他。
So he's able to move down from what is infinite to a position where we can worship him.
那人怎么知道神的显现？
So how does human know that God has appeared?
我们想想这个道理啊。
Let's just think about this.
第一个，我们先想摩西四昼夜跟神面对面的。
Let's think about Moses when he was facing God for 4 days.
那真的是人在神的面吗？神的人在那里吗？
And is it truly that God is appearing before Moses?
神岂不是用火般的在指头？这不是指头，写的是
But it was through the fire that God was writing the Ten Commandments on the tablet.
再来，这个是摩西直接见神，我们叫见神的面。
So that was a time when Moses saw God.
可是出埃及记33:20说，人不能直接见神的面，恐怕他会死。
But in Exodus chapter 3, verse 33, it says that 33 that man cannot see God, lest man will die. But God is willing to be seen by man. But do you truly see God? But it's not. It's just like the glory of God. Is it God himself? It is not. So God makes sound. And appear in the vision. And you hear the sound. It's just like the book of John, chapter 12. It's just like thunder.
You
must glorify my name, and Jesus will be crucified. Is that truly the Son of God?
So this
is a manifestation of God. How about does the spiritual nature? It looks like it's very substantial, but it's actually very abstract.
So
he is very elusive. Remember
elusive presence of God.
And because of the elusive presence of God, you cannot use any language to describe him. But you can actually study that you know that he is here. It's just like God is willing to humble and live within this temple, contained within the limit him within the temple by man. So he limit himself. So this is our understanding of God. So this heaven is not only a place for you to live.
何况我所做的造的殿,
let alone this temple that's built by my hand.
是神你的伟大, 但你的无穷可以变成有限,
God is so infinite, and yet he's allowed in himself to be finite. So this is our understanding of God.
那一个人假定能够对神这样了解话,
but if we could truly understand, but if we understand God like this, then we may idolize God.
诗篇里头有一个特别的一组的诗啊,
in the book of Psalms, there was a group of psalmists.
那就叫做 Ark Procession, 就是月桂的游行。
And there was this title, Ark
Procession,
the procession of
Ark. 因为他们会抬着月桂, 在这个耶路撒冷城绕来大概一公里,
so they will carry this ark and then they will move around.
那大家会拍手啦, 然后唱歌啦, 乐器啦,
and as they're moving with this ark, they will be clapping and with all the musical instruments.
大家欢迎这个宝座上的神已经统治世界了, to welcome 公义公义, 要临到世间,
to welcome the presence of God who's going to rule this earth with justice and mercy.
当他要再回到自己的这个居所的时候,
so the moment when God is going to return to this temple,
永久的门啊, 永久的门户啊, 仰头来欢迎他,
all this infinite gate will then welcome God. And who is this that's coming in?
荣耀的王,
this is glorious King.
就是月桂上抬着荣耀的这宝座,
and that's this God that was being carried on the ark, because he's coming.
我们要在他脚凳前下拜,
and because he's coming, we have to kneel down before
登基作王啊, him. 登基作王,
and that he is going to assume his kingship.
不晓得有没有这个印象,
do you have this impression of the description of this God in the book of Psalms?
应该在24篇67节以下,
it's in the book of Psalms chapter 24 on
68篇,
68 93篇,
95 to 99,
and all this chapter you can see the description of God in this manner where they welcome the coming of this King that is in the procession.
大家拍手, 大家拍手,
in the procession, everyone is clapping and singing and praising, and to witness his walking, and to see him standing up, getting up, so then because they are leading and holding.
还好, 因为这个就很像一种教子一样,
and so this is kind of like a
sedan chair.
Sedan chair that was being described, carried by a group of worshippers.
毁灭这个圣城的时候
So when the Babylonians destroy this holy temple
王宫跟圣殿全部被烧毁
All the palaces and the temple were being destroyed
约柜就被烧掉或不见了
So Ark disappeared
所以还好没有继承是没有留下来
But then it was not remained.
因为人很可以把这个木箱子的这个约柜当作神的灵在。
It was a good thing that no remained of this ark because it's very easy for humans to keep this ark.
那这神的宝座，神的宝座在这个约柜上头的宝座的时候，人家以为神就在这里。
Because right away, human will have the perspective that God is sitting above the throne.
这个就是
this ark.
对，我们对这个所罗门所说的话，我们引起这样应该有。这样的语言的解释。
So this is how the explanation of King Solomon.
所以说，在以西结书跟先知书里头，有把神的超越的临现。
So in the book of Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah, it talks about the supernatural of God, transcendental nature of God.
那这个就让我们说，我们要看神，要超越。
So this is how we should see God. When we see God, we have transcend beyond.
那有很多善男信女看到这个一张纸。他以为是神就在拜。
And some worshipper, they see that God is on this piece of paper, and they start worshiping that paper.
看到木像偶像，哎，就在拜，以为神。
And they see God in this plaque, and they start to worship that.
但真正的信仰。
But the true faith.
超过物质。
Is beyond the physical realm.
是在心里头。
Is inside the heart.
在神的无限当中。
And it's in the infinite presence of God.
要照着神所说的。
So it's according to what God said.
超验的。
That is transcendental. Transcend beyond this material realm.
那但是这真正是属灵的存在的。
And that is where the spiritual nature of God is.
但不能不用这赞美诗，不能不读这个字。
So we must study this word.
不能不借着这个字眼来描写另外一个境界。
And we must study, we still must study this word to understand.
但是它是伟大的。
And God is almighty.
奇妙的。
And mysterious.
它是神秘的。
Miraculous.
所以说我们对神大概就这样了解。
So this is how we understand God.
时间关系，我们没有翻很多圣经，应该多翻，但是就听就好。
Because of time, we don't have able to turn the Bible.
所以难怪主耶稣说神是个灵。
That's why the Lord Jesus said that God is in spirit.
约翰四章二三节。
In the book of John, chapter 4.
所以拜神要用心灵跟诚实拜。
So we must worship God in spirit and truth.
所以这个是很重要的一点。
And this is a very important point.
当很多人把宗教变成仪式，变成一个形态形式的时候
，when many people use a religion as a form of ritual.
就好像法利赛人
，just like the Pharisee and the scribes.
那主耶稣来破除这样的迷信。
So God right away has to destroy all the superstitions.
就是说让他们从心里头，从内涵内容。
So they are able to understand God from inner heart.
那这样宗教是活的，
信仰是有生命力的。Then the faith is active and has power.
所以我们也应该学习主耶稣的教导。
So this is how we should study about the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们今天下午的聚会到这儿。
Let's our service end just
a second. 请念，我们再请读那个唱诗章。
Let's sing hymn 73.
我们唱英文的一二四节就可以。
Let's sing. Hymns 1, 2, 3.